W.F. House presents an unabridged recording of The Book Spy by Alan Ladd, narrated by Wallace Hammond. Prologue, Washington, D.C., December 22, 1941. 2 weeks after the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, Colonel William Wild Bill Donovan, head of the Office of Coordinator of Information, COI, America's newly created centralized intelligence agency, entered the West Wing of the White House. The lobby was decorated with holiday wreaths and a lush, unlit Christmas tree, filling the air with a sweet scent of pine. Top American and British military leaders, as well as Franklin Delano Roosevelt and Winston Churchill, were soon to convene in Washington for the Arcadia Conference to develop military strategy for the war. But Donovan, a stocky, silver-haired World War I Medal of Honor recipient and prominent Wall Street lawyer who'd been placed on active duty, was not invited to the conference. A deep determination burned within him. He squeezed the handle of his locked leather briefcase, which contained top-secret documents. Although he reported directly to FDR and had gained his trust and friendship, he wasn't a member of the president's inner circle. Regardless, he was committed to influencing U.S. military strategy and obtaining support for his clandestine operations. Grace Tully, a middle-aged secretary wearing a navy dress with a diamante flower brooch, approached him. "Good day, Colonel Donovan." "How are you, Grace?" Donovan asked. "Well, thank you." She took his coat and hung it on a rack. "And how is Missy?" "Same," Grace said, a timbre of melancholy in her voice. "She's getting physical therapy in Warm Springs." "I'm sure she's receiving the best of care," Donovan said, attempting to raise Grace's spirit. "If you speak with her, please give her my best wishes for a swift recovery."
"I will, sir."
6 months prior, Marguerite Missy LeHand, FDR's personal secretary, suffered a stroke that left her partially paralyzed with limited ability to speak. Donovan was shocked and saddened by the news. He'd grown fond of Miss LeHand, who, like him, was a New Yorker from Irish descent. Although Grace was cordial and competent, he revered Missy's gumption and gatekeeping skills, and he hoped that she'd somehow regain her health and return to her duties. Grace accompanied Donovan to the Oval Office and knocked.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?